Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with After Day Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August the 3rd. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny and a half at 328 and a half. November beans up 3¾ cents at 896 and a quarter. September wheat down 10 and a quarter cents at 521. Wheat lower with the dollar up, currently up 24 ticks in the dollar. That's 40 ticks off its highs. If the dollar was the reason that we broke the wheat, I think it's a mistake. The dollar was incredibly oversold. Had a little bit of a rally on Friday, a little bit of a rally here today. I think, you know, maybe one more day, that should be it for the dollar. I remain very bearish on the dollar. There was some talk that there's some improvement in crops around the world. We haven't seen any buying here from China. So that's always a disappointment. The corn market managed to close higher here. The export inspections, by the way, were really light all the way around. Corn, 714, wheat 500, beans 556. Didn't break the corn market, didn't break the bean market, but the wheat just under pressure here. I think ultimately over time the Chinese are going to want some wheat and hopefully a lot of it. Hopefully that'll firm up the wheat market out here. Beans within 2 cents of their highs on the close. Corn within a quarter cent high. We'll see what the crop ratings are tonight. They're expected to be steady, maybe even 1 or 2% better. I'm guessing they'll be 72 to 73 good to excellent in the corn and beans. These crops are good. There's no question about it. We've had plenty of rain, cool enough temperatures. We're looking at big crops. The long-term forecast for August look hot and dry in the west, cool and wet in the east, but I don't think it's going to be enough to make a big difference out here unless we see, you know, 20 days of no rain. We see 20 days of no rain, then we're going to have a problem, but I just don't see this happening out here. I think the crops are pretty well made, and now we have to see what kind of demand we're going to have from China out here. Let's see. That's really about it. We've still got the funds, you know, short a lot of grain. And the corn, so hopefully they'll start covering short 165,000 contracts. They're long some beans, long some oil, short the meal still. Wheat, they're just about even in the wheat. They'll be short probably 8,000 to 10,000 contracts. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.